Milford Money Matters.
Time for another week of Milford Money Matters with Liam from Milford. Welcome into the show, Liam.
G'day, guys. It's been a little while.
I know. It's nice to have you back in here.
Great to be here.
Look, we're going to get into some pretty serious topics this week. Volatility in the market. And just a quick reminder, this segment is educational and should not be considered as official financial advice. But Liam, do you think it's normal for investors to be feeling pretty nervous at the moment?
Yeah, I think it's human nature, right? There's studies out there that that suggest that we actually feel, you know, the loss of a dollar three times more than we feel the gain. And it's probably, you know, back to caveman days where you kind of have to be risk averse to live and survive. And so I think we've still got that part of us. And I think especially with all the headlines and updates these days, we've all got social media and our phones are always with us. So you're always aware and abreast of what's going on. But the reality is ups and downs are just a regular feature of investing and doesn't actually necessarily mean anything is wrong. Over the long term, markets have gone through many of these phases, and you know, sometimes it's a conflict like we're seeing at the moment, other times it's a pandemic or a banking event. But sort of taking the broader context into consideration and zooming out does help put these short term movements into perspective.
So don't panic, definitely, but are there things that investors should be thinking about, like smart decisions they can be making when the markets are a little bit more volatile?
Yeah, look, I think periods of volatility often prompt people to think about making changes, but the reality is what's going on in the market is not a good reason to make a change. So whenever I'm taking someone through advice, I try and figure out what their goal is, what their time frame is, and how comfortable they are with risk. I never ask them or never sort of consider what's going on in the market now. It doesn't actually have any bearing on what type of fund they should be in, because the reality is we just do not know what's going to happen. We don't know what kind of announcements are going to come out of the US, you know, in terms of the ceasefire and the Strait of Hormuz and whatnot. So whenever something happens in the market, it's not a motivation for you to make a change. The best thing is to try not to panic. And if you do feel panicked, reach out for help.
Ride the wave.
Ride the wave, baby. How do you guys at Milford manage risk during volatile periods like this?
We are what's called an active manager. So we take an active approach to managing all of our portfolios. And what that means is our investment team are always regularly reviewing what's happening in the markets and how our portfolios are positioned to deal with that. The focus tends to be on balancing risks and opportunities over time, rather than trying to respond to every short-term fluctuation. Yeah. You just can't do that. But the aim is to build a portfolio that can cope across different market conditions.
And if someone is genuinely unsure whether the fund is actually still right for them?
Well, that, you know, I often say trust your gut. So if you are feeling uncertain, that is often a sign that it's worth taking a step back rather than making an immediate change. Some people find it helpful to talk things through with a financial advisor who can look at that bigger picture, explain how different options might relate to your personal situation, and remind you of why you're invested in the first place. Yeah. And often that kind of conversation can actually help bring clarity, step people back from the ledge, as it were, and help them get through it.
Perfect.
It's quite easy to be reactive, particularly with the constant barrage of headlines.
Barrage, yeah. I mean, it is. And I mean, it's a blessing and a curse, right? But these days you can often see your investments at the touch of a button on an app, and you can also make changes. And so that can be sort of a double-edged sword. Mm.
Well, Liam from Milford, thank you so much for coming into Karma Jitters this week. If you want expert advice, you can head along to milfordasset.com and learn more, or call your local Milford office for a free initial no obligation chat today. Thank you so much, Liam.
No worries. See you later.